I admit to not having much of a green thumb. In fact, I probably have the closest thing to a brown thumb as you can get. I really don't do much with plants, and I don't do well with them. But I do know that if you're truly going to care for a plant, it means you're going to prune the plant. You're going to pick off the dead leaves, and you're going to cut off the or break off the dead branches so that the plant can thrive and grow more quickly, more strongly. You know, the few nutrients, the precious nutrients and water that the plant receives through its root system will go to that part of the plant which is much more healthy, and it won't go to the parts of the plant which are fruitless, which don't have the leaves or the fruit. This is why, you know, vine growers are very picky about pruning their vines. They want to make sure that they get the vines as pruned as best as possible so that they can have the best fruit from that vine as they possibly can. Well, of course, our Lord uses this as his parable today to describe our relationship to him as Christians. He tells us that we are part of the true vine. We are branches off of the true vine, which he is. And of course, as part of that true vine, as branches off that true vine, we need to be pruned. We need to have those dead parts of our spiritual life broken off, peeled off from us. Now, we need to realize that the Christian life is not easy. It's a good thing, but it's not easy. We can't be content with just our status quo, just how things are now. We have to realize that there will be challenges in the Christian life. There will be opportunities for us to grow in humility, to shed that pride that shackles us down. We need to learn how to give up things in our lives that we hold so dear. And we need to realize that there are times in our life that the Christian walk will be painful. But if we undergo this pruning, which our Lord promises us, we will have better, healthier, more joyful spiritual life in the long run. Just as undergoing a painful surgery can lead to a lot less pain in the long run. We need to open ourselves up to the pruning that our Lord promises us by receiving the sacraments of Eucharist and Reconciliation Confession. Through doing the spiritual practices such as sacramentals, using holy water, for example, devotions like the Rosary, and even just silent meditative prayer. We need to enter into all these different spiritual practices. Because if we allow the pruning that our Lord promises to work in and through us, we will truly bear fruit, just as the vine will bear better fruit if you allow it to be pruned. That fruit, of course, in our lives is allowing the grace of God to work in and through us, allowing the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit to become operative, working in our lives. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, all which we receive at confirmation, and we are encouraged, we should allow to work in our lives. These will bear out the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits are signs that the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. If we allow these fruits, these gifts and these fruits to work in and through us, we will then have the willingness, the desire to speak boldly in the name of the Lord, as the first reading said that Saul, later known as Paul, did. Of course, this is evangelization, which I've talked about before. This is allowing the Holy Spirit to use us to bring others to Christ. This is something we're all called to do. Every single one of us who are baptized Christians are called to undergo this evangelization, this letting the Holy Spirit work in and through us. This is more urgent now because our Holy Father has called a year of faith coming up here in October, I believe, that we'll have a focus, first of all, on catechesis, which is learning and integrating into our lives the faith that we profess that has been revealed by Christ, and also evangelization. That is the twofold focus of this year of faith. In preparation, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops recently came out with a document, Disciples Called to Witness the New Evangelization. This document has a great overview, and I encourage anybody and everyone to read it. There will be a link to it on the post. This document has a great overview of the development of the new evangelization, how we got to the point where we are talking about the new evangelization from Paul VI all the way up through Benedict XVI. This document also provides some ideas on how we can evangelize the world, evangelize those around us. And it also continues our continued conversation on evangelization. We've had this conversation, at least in my parish, and I know many other parishes have been having this conversation as well, about the importance of evangelization in our lives. One important point that this document emphasizes, and I think it is so important to remember, that we ourselves must be evangelized if we are to evangelize. We must learn, we must catechize ourselves and grow in our faith in order to evangelize. And the document encourages, understandably, for Catholics to read the U.S. Catholic Catechism on Adults, published by USCCB, of course, but it's a wonderful document, wonderful book, which takes the material in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and makes it more accessible, not as technical as the Catechism of the Catholic Church is. So we should allow ourselves to be pruned, to bring about this new evangelization. Because if we do allow ourselves to be pruned, we will produce a great harvest, harvest of fruits of the Holy Spirit, and more importantly, a harvest of souls for Christ.